Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Ah, yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there this morning. The show is Word for Word. I am Pastor Steve, and this show is for the 14th of June, 2017. It's a Wednesday. Pardon me. We're still in the book of Psalms, and we'll be for a while. We're going to be beginning today with Psalm 106. Does not have a title to it. It's just the psalm itself. It's a long one. It's 48 verses. Psalm 107 to follow is also a long one. It's 43 verses. So we'll be doing 106, 107, and we'll get into 108. We'll see what we can do here today within the hour without cutting out any of the commentary. I have to give all these verse references to these psalms, and there's things in the psalms themselves that need comment. Pardon me for a second while I clear my chest out a little bit and get a little drink of water here before I get started. Oh boy, that water with lemon is just heaven. That's wonderful. So let's get into Psalm 106, shall we? Verse 1. Alleluia. Okay, that's praise Yahweh. That's two words put together. Allel, praise be, and then the ooh on the end of it, allelu, that is a directive to whom the praise is given. And then Yah is the short form for Yahweh. So there we go. Alleluia. Oh, give thanks, 3034, to Yahweh, for he is good, for his loving kindness, 2617, is forever, 5769. Remember when Yahshua said there is only one good, and that is the Father? Yes, yes. And verse 1 of Psalm 106, you can reference 1 Chronicles 16, verse 34, 2 Chronicles chapter 5, verse 13, and chapter 7, verse 3. Pardon me. The book of Ezra, chapter 3, verse 11. Psalm 100, verse 5. And Psalm 107, verse 1. Psalm 118, verse 1. And Psalm 136, verse 1. And the book of Jeremiah, chapter 33, verse 11. So a bunch of references there for you. Verse 2 of Psalm 106. Who can declare, 4448, the mighty acts, 369, of Yahweh? proclaim all his praises. Who can declare the mighty acts of Yahweh? And then continuing on in the question, proclaim all his praises. Who can proclaim? Who can do that? too many to remember, even. Now, verse 3, it has happy or blessed. That's number 835. So I tend to go with blessed. That predominates the usage of this word. It can also mean happy. So you can take it either way, whatever way you'd like it. Happy or blessed are those that observe justice. That means to guard and keep, observe. 8104. He that does righteousness at all times. Those people are blessed. Verse 4. Remember me, O Yahweh, when you favor, 7522, your people. O visit me, 6485, with your salvation. 3444. Pardon me for a second. Okay, verse 5. So I may see the goodness of your chosen. That's the chosen people. 972. That I may rejoice in the gladness of your nation. Now, what nation was Yahweh's nation? Well, Israel. That I may glory, 1984, with your inheritance. Who was Yahweh's inheritance? Why, Israel. Verse 6. We have sinned, 2398, with our forefathers. We have committed iniquity, 5753. We have done wickedly, 7561. Verse 7. And you can reference Exodus 14, verses 10 through 12. Our fathers did not understand, 7919. Your wonders, 6381, in Mitzrayim, that's Egypt. They did not remember the abundance, 7230, of your loving kindness, 2617, but rebelled, 4784, at the sea, 3220. At the Sea of Reeds, 5488. Verse 8. Nevertheless, he saved them, 3467, for his name's sake, that he might make known his might. Verse 9. And verses 9 through 12 here. You can reference Exodus 14, verses 21 through 31. Pardon me for a second. There we go. Verse 9, he rebuked, 1605, the Sea of Reeds also, and it became dry. 2717. That's when he held the water back so Israel could cross over. He led them through the depths, 8415, as through the wilderness, 4057. They crossed right over. Verse 10. And he saved them from the hand of him that hated them. that would be Pharaoh, and redeemed them, 1350, as a kinsman redeemer from the hand of the hated enemy. Now, there are two words for hate in this verse. Hated them, 8130, that's a standard hatred. And the hated enemy, 341, is stronger in usage and has racial and tribal connotations. Verse 11, and the waters, 43:25, covered their enemies, 6862, as enemies. Not one of them was left, 3498. Killed them all. Verse 12. Then they believed, 539, his words. They sang, 7891, his song of praise, 8416. And verse 12 here, you can reference Exodus 15, verses 1 through 21. They sang a song of praise on the other side, all to Yahweh. It was magnificent and all his power. They recounted all of that and his getting them over. But here comes the problem. Let me get a drink of water. This is something that goes on today. We are just as guilty of this today as we were then. Verse 13. They quickly forgot his works. They did not wait, 2442, for his advice, 6098. Now what do? We do what we want today. We don't wait on Yahweh. And that's why we're in such a mess. And here's verses 14 and 15. You can reference the book of Numbers, chapter 11, verses 4 through 34. Okay. Verse 14. But coveted, 183, food, 8378, in the wilderness, and tested, 5254, El, that means the divine being, that's number 410, in the desert, 3452. Okay, verse 15. And he gave them their request, 7596, but sent leanness, 7332, into their soul. Now that is spiritual famine. Spiritual famine there. All right, now we have verses 16 through 18 here. And verses 16 through 18 reference Numbers 16, verses 1 through 35. This psalm is another recounting of the days with Moshe. Okay, verse 16. They envied, 7065, Moshe. That's Moses, in the camp. And Aharon, that's Aaron, the Holy One of Yahweh, the High Priest. Okay, here we go. Verse 17. The ground opened and swallowed up Dathan and covered over the company of Abiram. Verse 18, and a fire was kindled in their company, and flame consumed the wicked. Verse 19, here we go. And verses 19 through 23 in Psalms 106, you can reference Exodus 32, verses 1 through 14. They made a calf, 5695, in Horeb, 2722, and bowed down, 7812, to a cast image, 4541. Verse 20, thus they exchanged, 4171, their glory, 3519, that's speaking of Yahweh. Yahweh was their glory. For the image, 8403, of an ox, 7794, that eats grass. Verse 21, they forgot El, that's a divine being, their Savior, 3467, who did great things in Mitzrayim. Verse 22, wondrous works, 6381, in the land of Ham. Awesome things by the Sea of Reeds. Now, the land of Ham, that's the son of Noah, Noach. They always spell it H-A-M, and people say Ham. It's not Ham, it's Ham, with the German Ach, C-H-A-M. That's proper spelling of his name, and pronunciation is Ham. It's a guttural kh. Most people will never use that information, but now you know. I teach a little Hebrew along with the rest of the stuff. Verse 23. He said he would destroy them. 8045. Had Moshe, his chosen, not stood before him in the breach, 6556. The breaking of the covenant is the breach. Okay. To turn away his wrath, 2354. Lest he destroy them, 7843. There's two words for destroy here. The first is 8045 and the second is 7843. And I've got to cough, so I got to mute the mic here just a second. That gets rough. Verse 24. In verses 24 through 26 here, you can reference Numbers 14, verses 1 through 35. Verse 24. Yea, they rejected, 3988, the pleasant land, that's 2532, pleasant. They did not believe his word. In other words, they didn't want to cross over into the promised land because they saw the sons of Anak and all this stuff. And only two people would listen. But complained, 7279, in their tents, and did not listen to the voice of Yahweh. Verse 26, so he lifted up his hand against them to make them fall, 5307, in the wilderness. And 5307, not fall, usually means to fall down in death. Verse 27, to make fall their offspring also among the nations and to disperse them in the lands. Disperses 2219. And verse 27, you can reference Leviticus 26, verse 33. Verse 28. And verses 28 through 31, you can reference Numbers chapters 25, verses 1 through 13. Verse 28, they joined themselves, 6775, to Baal Peor, 1187. That's Baal Peor. Well, it's not Baal, it's Baal. It's B-A-A-L, and it's Ba with an ah sound, twice, Ba-al. That's not Baal, it's Ba-al. And ate the sacrifices, 2077, of the dead, the spiritually dead. Verse 29, thus they provoked him to anger, that's all one word in the Hebrew, 3707, with their deeds, 4611, and the pestilence, 4046, broke out, 6555, upon them. Verse 30. Then Pinchas, P-I-Y-N-E-C-H-A-S. Now in the King James it says Phinehas. It's Pinchas. Again, that H is a C-H. Chas. Pinchas. That is his name. 6372. Stood up and intervened. 6419, that's when he ran the javelin through the man with a Midianite woman. He killed them both, ran it right through their middle while they were laying down doing what they were doing. He just pinned them to the ground, killed them both. And the pestilence was restrained, 6113. Verse 31, and that was counted, 2803, to him for righteousness, 6666, for all generations until everlasting. Verse 32, now here, 32 and 33, you can reference Numbers 20, verses 2 through 13. They provoked his anger, 7107, at the waters of Meribah, 4808. Now that means strife, the waters of strife. And he punished, 7489, Moshe for their sakes. Okay. This is where Moshe made his mistake, and that cost him the right to enter the Promised Land. There we go. Because they provoked his spirit until he became angry. So he spoke rashly, 981, with his lips, 8193. One time he was supposed to smite the rock with his rod. And he did. And the water came out. The second time, he was only supposed to speak to the rock and command in Yahweh's name, and the water would have come forth, giving the glory to Yahweh. But he didn't. He says, should we give you water? And he smacked the rock a couple of times. He didn't give glory to Yahweh. He spoke rashly, and that cost him. Verse 34. And verse 34 through 36, you are supposed to reference Judges, chapter 2, verses 1 through 3, and chapter 3, 5 and 6. That's the suggested reference for this passage. Verse 34, they did not destroy the peoples whom Yahweh commanded them. Remember, if you don't destroy these people, they will be a thorn in your side, pricks in your eyes. And we've got them today. Verse 35. But they were mingled, 61:48, among the nations and learned their works. They polluted the holy seed. They took the aliens as wives. And they learned their works, and works is the works of their hands, their idols that they made by their hands. They committed literal fornication with them and spiritual fornication with them. Verse 36, and they served their idols, 6091, which became a snare to them, 4170. They were caught up in pagan worship. Verse 37, you can reference 2 Kings 17, verse 17. Yea, they sacrificed, 2076, their sons and daughters to devils, 7700, or demons. That's Molech worship, where they throw their children into the fire, child sacrifice of their own children. Verse 38, you can reference Numbers 35, verse 33. And shed innocent blood, the blood of their sons and daughters, whom they sacrificed to the idols of Canaan. That's Canaan. And the land was polluted by blood. Polluted is 26:10. Verse 39. Thus they became defiled, 29:30, by their own works, 4:6-9, and went whoring, 21:81, by their deeds, 46:11. Literal fornication. Pardon, I got a cough. I just lose my breath every once in a while, folks. I'm sorry. Therefore, the wrath of Yahweh was kindled against his people, and he abhorred his inheritance, because they had become idol worshippers and were worshiping abominations. They weren't his pure seed line. They had mingled, and they had to set aside all those mixed breed children later. And verses 40 through 46, you can reference Judges 2, verses 14 through 18. Verse 41, and he gave them into the hand of the nations, that's the non-Israelite nations, for captivities. He made them be captive and subjected to the horrors of those nations. And those that hated them, that's 81:30, ruled over them. Verse 42. And their hated enemies, that's 3:41, oppressed them, 39:05, and they were humbled, 3:6-6:5, under their hand. verse 43, and you can reference 3 Maccabees, chapter 2, verse 12. He delivered them many times, but they provoked him by their plotting, 6098, and were brought low, 4355, for their iniquity, 5771. Back and forth, back and forth, for Yahweh against Yahweh, for Yahweh against Yahweh. Every time they got in trouble and got a whooping put on them, oh, then they cried out to him. They didn't need him when they were doing fine. Just like it is today. No different today. Verse 44. He saw their affliction, 6862, when he heard their cry. 7440. And verse 45 shows you Yahweh's mercy. And he remembered his covenant, even though we broke it. He didn't break it. He remembered his covenant and had pity, 5162, according to the abundance, 7230, of his loving kindness, 2617. Verse 46, he gave them mercy, 7356, in the presence of their captors, 7617. Now, verse 47 and 48, you can reference 1 Chronicles 16, verses 35 and 36. Save us, O Yahweh our Elohim, and gather us, 6908, from among the nations to give thanks, 3034, to your holy name, to exalt, 7623, in praise, 8416, of you. Verse 48. Blessed be Yahweh Elohim of Israel from everlasting to everlasting, and let all the people say, Amen. That means so be it. Number 543. Alleluia. That means praise be to Yahweh. And that's what we pray today, because so many of our brothers and sisters in Israel are in apostasy. Save us and gather us from among the nations. Bring the remnant together. Praise Yahweh in all things. That's a great recounting of history here, this last psalm. Now we have Psalm 107. And it's 43 verses. We'll get into it. And that's probably going to be all I can do today, because I'm 33 minutes into the hour. These are just long psalms. Some of them are real short, 5-6 verses. These are biggies, and they have a lot of reference. So, verse 1 and Psalm 107, it does not have a title, by the way. And this is the beginning of the fifth book of Psalms. Okay? You can reference for verse 1, 1 Chronicles 16, verse 34. 2 Chronicles 5, verse 13. And 7, verse 3. Ezra 3, verse 11. Psalm 100, verse 5, and 106, verse 1. And 118, verse 1, and 136, verse 1. They repeat this saying here. And Jeremiah 33, verse 11. Okay, verse 1 of Psalm 107. Oh, give thanks, 303:4, to Yahweh, for he is good, for his loving kindness is forever. Verse 2. Let the redeemed, 1350, of Yahweh say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. 6862, that is adversaries. Okay. Verse 3. And gathered them, 6908, from the lands, from the east, 4217, and from the west, 4628. From the north, 6828, and from the south, 3220. Verse 4. They wandered in the desert wasteland paths. They wandered in the desert wasteland paths. They found no city for a dwelling place. Verse 5. That's going back again to the wanderings in the wilderness for 40 years. Verse 5, hungry and thirsty, their soul was weak within them. Verse 6, then they cried, 6817, to Yahweh in their misery. And he delivered them from their distress, 4691. Now, verse 6 here is also verses 13, 19, and 28. Verse 7, he led them forth, as 1869, on a straight or upright, 3477, that's Yashar, uprightness. Path, 1870, that's a way of life. To go to an inhabited city, 4186, inhabited. Verse 8, and verse 8 here is also verse 15, 21, and 31. Oh, let them praise Yahweh for his loving kindness and his wondrous works, that's 6381, toward the children of Adam, 120. Children of Adam, Israel, Adamic, Israel. Don't forget that. Non-Adamics are not Israel. And he had mixture of non-Adamic blood. Negates that. Verse 9. For he satisfies the thirsty soul. The thirsty soul. Looking for spiritual righteousness. And fills the hungry soul with goodness. You get all your spiritual needs through Yahweh. Verse 10. Some sat in darkness in the shadow of death. Captives, 615, in affliction, 6040, and iron, 1270. Verse 11, because they rebelled against, 4784, the words of El, that's God, and spurned the advice of the Elyon, that's the Most High, 5945. Verse 12, therefore he humbled, 3665, five, their heart with labor. They fell down, 3782, and had none to help. In other words, he made them captives of the non-Israelite nations as punishment, and they were slaves. Verse 13, then they cried out, 2199, to Yahweh in their misery, and he delivered them from their distress. Now that was verse 6, okay? That's a repeat of verse 6. And it'll also be verse 19 and verse 28. Verse 14. He brought them out from darkness and the shadow of death and broke their bonds in pieces. He released them from captivity. Now here's verse 15. This is also verse 8, 21, and 31. This repeats. Oh, let them praise Yahweh for his loving kindness and his wondrous works toward the children of Adam. Again, Adam. Specific racial designator. Verse 16. For he has doors of bronze and cut in pieces the bars of iron. In other words, released their captivity. Verse 17, fools, 191, are afflicted, 6031, from their way of life, their way of transgression, 6588, and from iniquity. People are foolish that go against Yahweh. Verse 18, you can reference 3 Maccabees, chapter 5, verse 51. Their soul, 8581, abhors. That means it rejects, 8581, abhors all food, 400. That's spiritual food. And they draw near to the gates of death. Because without Yahweh, you're just a dead thing. Verse 19, here we go. Verses 6, 13, and 28. This is a repeat. Then they cried out to Yahweh in their misery, and he delivered them from their distress. Again, it's a repeat. Verse 20, this is poetry. This is the Hebrew style of writing. They do repeats. He sent forth his word and healed them and rescued them from their destruction. And here's verse 21, also 8, 15, and 31. Oh, let them praise Yahweh for his loving kindness and his wondrous works toward the children of Adam. Verse 22, let them sacrifice sacrifices of thanksgiving, 8426, and declare his works with joyful singing, 7440. Verse 23, some go down to the sea in ships, 591. I bet you've heard that before, going down to the sea in ships, that do business in mighty waters. Verse 24, these see the works of Yahweh and his wonders of the deep. How marvelous it is out on the big deep sea. They see his workings. Verse 25, because these were little bitty boats back then. They didn't have the big ocean liners and stuff that could take a Category 5 storm. These are little, you know, sailboats, little bitty merchant vessels. Verse 25. For he commands and raises up the stormy wind, which lift up the waves of it. That was a fearsome experience, being out in a small boat in a big storm. Verse 26. They ascend to the sky. They go down again to the depths. Their inner being melts from its troubles. That describes seasickness. Verse 27. They reel to and fro. That's all one word. 2287. And stagger. 5128. Like a drunkard. 7910. And all their skill. 2451 is swallowed up. In other words, their seamanship is useless. They're at the mercy of the storm and the waves. And here we go again. 28. Then they cry to Yahweh in their misery, and he delivers them from their distress. That's a repeat of that verse. Verse 29. He makes the storm a whisper. 1827. So its waves are stilled. Verse 30. Then they are glad because they are quiet. 8367. So he leads them to their desired 2656 haven 4231, a safe port. Okay. Verse 31, this is a repeat again. Oh, let them praise Yahweh for his loving kindness and his wondrous works toward the children of Adam. Verse 32, let them exalt him in the congregation, 6951, of the people, and praise him in the assembly, 4186, of the elders. Verse 33. He changes, 7760, rivers, 5104, into a wilderness, 4057, and the water springs into dry ground, 6774. He can dry up rivers. This is Yahweh. He can do all of this. I need to, speaking of water. Verse 34. A fruitful, 6529, land into barrenness, 4420, because of the wickedness of those who dwell in it. You can bring that on yourself. Look at this mighty nation here. And we are in punishment and have all this violence and all this stuff because of the wickedness of those who dwell in it. And verse 34, you can reference the book of Sirach, chapter 39, verse 23. Verse 35, here's the reverse. He changes the wilderness, that means a dry desert land, into a pool, 98, of water, and dry ground into springs of water. Verse 36, and there he makes the hungry, 7457, dwell, so that they may prepare a city for habitation. Verse 37, and sow the fields and plant vineyards which yield fruits of increase, 8393. Verse 38, he blesses them also, so they multiply greatly and does not allow their cattle, 929, that means four-legged beasts, to decrease, 4591. Verse 39. Again, they are diminished, 4591, and bowed down, 7817, through oppression, 6115, affliction, that means calamity, 7451, that's evil, that's Ra. And sorrow, 3015, consumption. Verse 40, you can reference the book of Job, chapter 12, verse 24. He pours contempt upon nobility and causes them to wander, 8582, in the wasteland, 8414, of no paths, 1870. Just wander in the wasteland where there's no path leading anywhere. You're just wandering blindly. Verse 41. Yet he keeps safe, 7682, the poor from affliction and makes families like a flock of sheep. He guards them. Verse 42. The upright, 3477, meaning the righteous, shall see it and rejoice. And all the unrighteous, 5766, shall shut, 7092, their mouth, 6310. He will shut them up. Verse 43. Whoever is wise, 2450, and observes these things, 8104, shall understand, 995, the loving kindness of Yahweh. Wow. Retribution against the unrighteous and protection for the righteous. Again, recounting that we sinned and he punished us and we cried to him and he forgave us. And then we sinned again and he punished us and we cried out to him. Well, there's only a few crying out to him today, and that is the remnant that he has called out. Well, I have enough time here. This is only 13 verses. I will do Psalm 108. Fill up the hour with it. It's not that long. This is a song or a psalm of Dawid. King Dawid wrote this. Not David, Dawid. It's a waw, not a vav. The Jews changed it. Like everything else, they pervert. Verse 1. O Elohim, my heart is steadfast. 3559. I will sing and give praise, even with my glory. 3519. In other words, Dawid was king, and even as king, the ruler, he was going to praise Yahweh with everything he had and give credit to Yahweh for all that he had. Verse 2. Awake, 5782, lyre, L-Y-R-E, musical instrument, and harp. I will awake early, 7837. Verse 3. I will praise you, O Yahweh, among the people. I will sing and play to you among the nations of Israel. Verse 4. For your loving kindness is great above the skies, and your faithfulness reaches to the clouds. Boy. Great exaltation of Yahweh. Verse 5. Be exalted, O Elohim, above the skies, and your glory above all the land. Verse 6, you can reference Psalm 60, verse 5. That your beloved, 3039, may be delivered, 2502, save with your right hand and answer me. Verse 7, you can reference Psalm 60, verse 6. Elohim has spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem, 7927, and portion out, 4058, the valley of Sukkoth, 5523. Okay. Verse 8, you can reference Psalm 60. Verse 7. Gilead is mine. Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is the refuge of my head. Yehuda is my lawgiver. There you go. Yehuda is the lawgiver. right there. That holds the scepter. Okay? That's the whole deal there. Scripture just keeps backing itself up. This is a derogatory thing. Verse 9, you can reference Psalm 60, verse 8. Moab is my washing pot. Over Edom will I cast out my shoe. Pelasheth, that's the Philistines. I shout in triumph over you. So the Moabites, the Edomites, and the Philistines he conquered. And casting out a shoe is a great insult. Even today over there, among the mongrel people, if they take off a shoe and throw it at you, oh, that's they did that with George Bush. Guy threw a shoe at him. That's a huge insult. Verse 10, you can reference Psalm 60, verse 9. Who will bring me into the besieged city? Who will lead me into Edom? He made war against the Edomites and destroyed them. Verse 11, not you, O Elohim, who has rejected us. That's verse 11. You can reference Psalm 60, verse 10. O Elohim, who did not go out with our armies. They didn't have the protection. Because without Yahweh's protection, they would be defeated. Verse 12, reference Psalm 60, verse 11. Give us help from our foe, for worthless is the deliverance of Adam, small a Adam, 120. Can't rely on men and soldiers and weapons. Have to rely on Yahweh. Verse 13, you can reference Psalm 60, verse 12. Through Elohim we shall do valiantly. 2:4, 2:8. For he shall tread down, 9:4, 7, our foes. In other words, there's only one that's going to bring the victory, and that's Yahweh. And that applies to us today, brothers and sisters. We need to wait on Yahweh and his signal and his time so that he blesses our actions. If we do it without Yahweh and presume to take things on ourselves, we will be defeated because we are presumptuous and do not give the glory to our Father in heaven. We do have a battle coming up. We do. I don't deny that. I'm not a pacifist, but we must wait and rely on Yahweh because only through him will be the victory. We are his battle axe and weapons of war. This is true. But we must be in subjection to him and give him the glory. Always, 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 we must not make the mistake of our ancestors and go off on our own, relying on our own might, because we have no might except through Yahweh. Time for me to go. I'll talk at you again on Friday with the new show. Tomorrow will be a repeat. And may Yahweh bless and keep you. Shalom Aleichem.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe.